This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The Supreme Court heard arguments Wednesday from the White House attorneys and groups asking for relief from the HHS contraceptive mandate. As the High Court may end in a tie, lower court rulings left in place could present a confusing outcome. Groups like the Little Sisters, who seek protection from the HHS mandate, who are brought to the court by the government because they won and the government lost in a lower court ruling, will have a positive outcome if the justices are tied. However, a tie will leave other groups that appealed lower court losses stuck with those rulings. Chief Justice John Roberts called government actions a hijacking. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg derided the sisters' case, saying, "It can't all be my way." However, pro-life groups questioned her logic, as corporations like Chevron, Pepsi, and Visa were exempted from the mandate. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE Principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. In other headlines, the son of George Soros is donating $1 million to the political action of Planned Parenthood to elect their friend Hillary Clinton to the White House. And prayer vigils at abortion clinics on Good Friday are coming to places like Virginia Beach, Houston, Dallas, Everett, Portland, Eugene, Ann Arbor, and other locations across the country. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.